All right, let's get back to reality. The big story. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says union pensions are the real reason why the state cannot get any real reform, and that several Republicans in the state are standing in the way of pension reform. Tim Cavanaugh, live from Los Angeles, with us on this story. Tim, what is this story? You've got a budget. I thought the cuts were in place. Everything was fine and dandy. You're getting some federal money. Now the governor turns around and says, hey, I wanted real pension reform and the Republicans wouldn't give it to me. That's the story?
Well, it gives you an idea of how powerful the public sector unions are in California. The governor's statement against his fellow Republicans was both fair and unfair. Bob Dutton, who he singled out, got, I think, about 11,000, according to maplight.org. from public sector unions. Another of the Republicans he singled out got about 10. Another got about 43,000 in contributions. You compare that with the Senate Democratic leader, Daryl Steinberg, he got about 158,000 from the public sector unions. So it's true, they donate to both sides. Anybody who's in the lobbying game will do that.
Now, on the subject of Mr. Steinberg, I believe he's the president of the California Senate, is that correct?
And that's correct. Senate President Pro Tem.
Pro Tem. Now, isn't he saying that with the next governor, they want to roll back all of the cuts that Governor Schwarzenegger put in place? That correct? Is that correct?
Not all of them. Some of the cuts were agreed upon by the legislature, but the governor of California also has a line item veto, and the governor Schwarzenegger used that for about $1 billion more cuts in the most recent budget that you and I have talked about a lot. And in this case, Steinberg wants to roll back some of them under the next governor. Unfortunately, the comments from both of the major party candidates for governor have been less than welcoming of that. Meg Whitman rejected the idea outright, and spokesman for Jerry Brown said everything has to remain on the table.
So last week, the news was California has a budget. 100 days late, but it's got a budget. The news this Monday morning is, so what? The absolute dreadful financial mess continues and will roll on no matter who's governor, no matter who wins which election. You're in a mess.
Sure. If you look at how this budget was done, so much of it was done through internal borrowing, through deferred payments and things that we're going to have to pay for. We're basically looking at a structural deficit of $20 billion a year in California. That's what it seems to come to. That number, or maybe a little higher every year now for most of the past decade.
Wait a minute, Tim. I've got to repeat that. You're saying there is a deficit in California of $20 billion each and every year stretching out into the future, and there's no measure in place to do anything about it. Is that accurate?
As you and I both know, Stuart, past performance is no guarantee of future results. But if we look at the year-by-year budget over, the last decade, it's been around that, yes. And we can expect it to continue because the current budget was passed with a lot of deferred spending that we're going to have to pick up at some time in the future. There were actual cuts, and the pension reform was small that we got in this latest budget, but it was important.
Tim, I've got a group of people around this table that are all shaking their heads and just astonished at what's going on in California, and I'm sure you are too. Tim Cavanaugh, everybody, telling it how it is. $20 billion a year forever. Interesting stuff. Thank you, Tim.